Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Jeremy's View. It is Thursday, October 12th. As you can tell, I got a little frog in my voice. All the dust in the air from the farmers driving across the countryside kind of stuffs me up. But you know what? It's a good stuffed up. That means the farmers are producing and the truckers are running. That's what it matters. That's all that matters. Well, let's just get this off with a bang, shall we? A former leader of Hamas, Khalid Mishael, has called for Muslims all over the world to protest Friday the 13th in support of Palestinians as Hamas continues its war with Israel. So basically what they've called for is a day of jihad worldwide. he said that the Islamic world should head to squares and streets of the Arab and the Islamic world on Friday, including the United States and other countries. He went on to say, in part, to all scholars who teach jihad for the sake of God and who preach the fighters and martyrs, to all who teach and learn, this is a moment of application of theories. So that words are not just words. So let me stop there for a second. What he's saying is that they don't plan on just protesting. They're not out there to speak words. They're out there to do what they want to do, and that is kill the infidel. And the infidel is anybody that is not Muslim, Islam.
Hello, infidel. Infidel, phone ringing. Oh, yes, infidel. Pick up the phone. It could be Allah calling. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Pick up the phone.
That's what you're going to hear a lot of tomorrow all over the country. Here's a couple places I would be worried about. Chicago, Illinois, and New York City is two places that are hot spots for sleeper cells. And I was just reading some articles about how many terrorists have been caught at the border, that have been caught, ladies and gentlemen, not how many have crossed. In 2022, there was 100 people that were caught on the border that were on the terrorist watch list. This year alone, we've had 160 so far that have been caught. Now, you think of how many hundreds of thousands are coming in over that border every single month. Every single month, and they're only catching 100 in 2022 and 160 that are on a terrorist watch list in 2023 so far. That should scare the living shit out of all of you. Those of you that don't think that Hamas and other terrorist organizations aren't implanted in the United States, you're plain ignorant. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that by the definition of the word ignorant. You're not paying attention. I don't know what's going on with this administration. I know that they're tied up with a lot of, some of this World Economic Forum bullshit. Canada's obviously on track with that. I mean, Canada is gone full authoritarianism. That Justin Trudeau is absolutely out of fucking control up there. I mean, he is out of control. That guy has limited what people can see as far as news stories on the internet, including mainstream media. You cannot buy or sell even a handgun or a shotgun. You can't. He's limited any rights as far as firearms go. Freedom of speech is pretty much gone. Canada has gone full authoritarianism. I mean, they are just... I'm surprised Canadians have not stood up and just, I know they did with the Freedom Convoy, and I was in communication with a lot of them when that was happening. They wanted to do things peaceful, and they did. They were provoked by Justin Trudeau and the Canadian government, and the media went with it and tried to blame it on the Freedom Convoyers, and then they started prosecuting the Freedom Convoyers, throwing them in jail for no fucking reason except for protesting Justin Trudeau. The Justin Trudeau is one of the biggest fucking tyrants I've ever seen in my entire life, in my existence. Now I know there's others before him that were tyrants, but I wasn't living then. Adolf Hitler and Stalin and right on down the line. I get it. But tyrant is the present day in the world. And there's a handful of others. But Justin Trudeau stands out like a sore thumb. And he's such a fucking puke when he talks. You know, he acts like he's so nicey-nice, but he's a biggest dirtbag I have ever seen in my entire life. Just a dirtbag. I really despise that man. Which is why I'll never be able to go to Canada, because they've already did hit pieces on me in a Canadian newspaper and news. They wrote a big article about me claiming that I was in Canada and I desecrated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier when I was on a TikTok live with a Canadian resident that was a friend of mine that was trying to honor the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, did a prayer and everything, and they turned it and flipped it because I'm well known in Canada because of the Freedom Convoy, my name was anyway, and tried to make me out to look like I was the guy that was desecrating the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That could have been the furthest from the truth. And anybody that knows me personally knows that that would never come out. That would never happen for me. But that's what our media does. They turn on the people that are trying to do good and trying to stand up for freedom, not just my freedom, but for everybody's freedom. Everybody that was at that Freedom Convoy, they weren't there because of their freedom. They were there for Canadians' freedom. And I seen what they were doing, and I applauded it. I was so impressed by that. We actually got a convoy together here in the States. We started in Fargo, North Dakota. It was just going to be me and two other guys, like three trucks. When I showed up in Fargo, there was numerous trucks, people standing in the lot with American and Canadian flags. We had a really good send-off, people that had heard about it through social media. But, of course, we got censored on social media, so not a lot of people got to hear about it. Of course, news didn't cover it because that's what news does. They're not the news. They're propaganda arms for the United States government. But anyway, we started there. We stopped in Grand Forks and picked up another group of probably 20, 30 people. And we ended up with, 60 to 100 vehicles, a couple hundred people, maybe 100 people, a couple hundred, up in Pembina, North Dakota, right before you get to the Canadian border. And we staged there for an hour or two. We slow rolled up there like 50 miles an hour, and the weather was really shitty too. But they encouraged that. And of course, 2 weeks later, the People's Convoy was created. And I was heavily involved in that for some time until I dropped out in the midst of that for other reasons that I don't care to get into today. But I still went to the People's Convoy. I dropped out of the planning stages of it because I wasn't comfortable with some of the things that was going on. And so be it. That's okay. I still supported the People's Convoy, what it stood for, to get rid of the mandates. And, we live in a free country. And the fact that people lost their jobs over some bullshit mandate still to this day just absolutely pisses me off. I mean, nothing pisses me off more. I get off on different subjects, and that's just how my mind works. And I apologize. So I'm kind of like a squirrel going across the road, and I don't know which direction I want to go. But I always jump back into what I was talking about, and then I'll jump forward to another subject. And it's just the way it is. You just have to kind of bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you are listening, you want to call in and share your thoughts and opinions about anything. It doesn't have to be the subject that I'm talking about. You're more than welcome to, and I can give you that phone number here in just 2 seconds. So I'll give you time to go get a piece of paper and a pen. Excuse me. And this phone number works for every one of our shows. It works for Distracted on Wednesday nights. It works for The Constitutionalist on Tuesday nights. And it works for Randomized. Whenever I have that show, you happen to click on Blog Talk Radio, you see I'm live. You just dial, just save this phone number in your phone, put radio show. Then you can get on in any one of our programs, share your thoughts and your opinions. And if you disagree with me, that's fine. You can disagree with me. Listen, I'm not always right. I'm just sharing my thoughts and opinions with you. And a lot of my thoughts and opinions are based off of facts, stuff that I have come across. Now, when I say they're based on facts, you have to understand that some of this stuff is coming from news sources. And I have learned that our news is not, again, it's a propaganda arm for the federal government. So believe half of what you see and nothing what you hear. You have to do your own research, and you have to dig into a lot of this shit on your own. But that that phone number, ladies and gentlemen, the guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And once you get through, just press that number one. It ain't going to tell you to press the number one. Just press the number one. Then your phone number will pop up on my switchboard, and it'll be a little hand next to it that says, "Hey, I want to talk." And I'll let you come on and share your thoughts and opinions, and we can have a discussion. And by the way, when I see your phone number, I'm not going to give out your phone number, because I'm not going to put anybody in any situation or danger of people harassing them or any of that bullshit. I will say the last four digits of your number. That way you know I'm talking about you. The rest of it, your area code, your first three, I'm not going to do it. So your secret's safe with me. Even if you are a dick or an asshole and I have to cut you off, I'm a mean person. I'm not going to go back and say, "Oh, yeah, well, by the way, that person's number was blah, 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 blah." No, it doesn't work like that with me. So, but anyway, let's get back to the topic of discussion. This jihad that this mofo is talking about and encouraging Muslims to do tomorrow. So Michelle's mention of jihad has left some people concerned about violence. Some people on social media interpreted the statement not as a call to protest, but as a warning. The leader of Hamas just called for a global day of jihad this Friday. Do not leave your homes that day unless there is an emergency. Avoid public transit. Avoid airplanes. Avoid public events, said TV host Brother Rashid. Said Michelle's message will lead to violence, and I do believe it will. That's just my opinion, based off of what I've read. These people are radical. I just watched a protest in New York City where there was a guy that said that Islam will be in every home, whether you like it or not, and it's time. Islam is the true religion. And what I heard should disturb everyone. If somebody got up there and said Christianity is the correct religion, and if you don't put it in your home, you will be persecuted. I want you to understand something that was in our Constitution that I firmly believe in. It's called freedom of religion. If you believe in being a Muslim or Islam or Buddhism or whatever you believe in, that is your right in this country. I don't have to like it, but that is your right. If you want to go out there and praise Allah, that is your right. If I want to go out and praise Jesus Christ, that is my right. I can pray at the public square, and so can you. As a matter of fact, I was in Indianapolis in May 1st of 2021, I believe, at the Capitol. And we went down to the town square down there. They called it the Circle. And on Sunday, a gentleman, an African-American gentleman, got out there and was preaching gospel on Sunday morning out of the Bible over a loudspeaker, and people were listening to him, and people were minding their business and walking around the circle, and I thought that was really cool. And if there would have been a Muslim doing that, I would have supported that also. Would I have sat there and listened to it? No, absolutely not. Not that I just don't care. I mean, that's their business. And again, freedom of religion. I fully support that. But when you're inciting violence like that, I'll call him what he is, a fucking terrorist, in New York City, talking about forcefully, forcing that down everyone's throat, like, no, dude, you can practice Islam. You can practice being a Muslim. Well, I don't give a shit. And I'll practice being a Christian. And part of that, any religion, they talk about peace and peace, love, and prosperity, right? Where in any religion does it talk about forcefully pushing your religion down somebody's throat, and if they don't listen to you, you should get violent? I don't understand that. That's called extremism. That are people that they've looked at they've read the Quran or they read the Bible, and they interpreted it the way they wanted want to interpret it. That's not exactly how it works. So you can interpret it all you want, but it says what it says, and it means what it means what it says. But it never, nowhere in any book that I've read, a religious book, has it preached violence. Has it talked about there was violence? Absolutely. But it doesn't tell you to go out and kill somebody because they don't believe in what you believe in. Part of that is understanding, you know, Jesus Christ asked in the Bible, said to preach the gospel. And gospel, if you look at the meaning of gospel, the gospel means the truth. And you're supposed to share the word. But that's the freedom of a religion, ladies and gentlemen. So whenever you say, well, this is America, and, you know, we stand by God. Yeah, okay. Well, guess what? They stand by God, too. They just believe Muhammad is the prophet and not Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the Christianity version of it. And that's where religion has always been very volatile in different parts of the world. And now that the world is, like, commingling and people are migrating to America and trying to be, you know, Americans, you're getting that faction coming over here that come from an Islamic country, and they want to bring their religious beliefs over here, which, again, is fine. We have freedom of religion. But if they think they're going to come over here and force that shit down my throat and bang on my door and say Islam is going to be in your home, they're going to get a big fuck you from me because it's not happening. Now, I've seen somebody post something about, you know, if Hamas wants to do a day of jihad, bring it on, motherfuckers, because we've been waiting to get your terrorist asses. I've got a problem with that. That's somebody that's uneducated. Just saying that statement. I know the CIA. I don't know the CIA, but I know what the CIA has been responsible for. The CIA is one of the biggest terrorist organizations in the world. They have overthrown governments. They have created coups to overthrow governments. They have been involved with drug trafficking, human trafficking, child pornography, child trafficking, you name it. This, our own CIA, yes, our own CIA. If you wonder why Middle Eastern countries are so fucking mad at America, because our own government, CIA, the feds, they have created a hardship for many, many people in order to control a certain area, namely the Middle East. If you dig into a lot of this stuff and, like, get into it deep, you're going to realize that we're not so fucking perfect. But I will say this. I'll make this statement. If Hamas thinks they're going to come in and do jihad on American soil, regardless of what my CIA or what our CIA has been responsible for, this is my country. This is our country where we fly the flag high, and we're proud of that flag, and we're proud of the men and women who died for that flag to protect our freedoms here in America. We're kind of disgusted with what the government has done to numerous countries and numerous peoples. I get that, but this is my homeland. You stay and defend your homeland against tyranny and terrorism. And I will stand my ground, and I will defend my homeland from tyranny and terrorism. So if you think you're going to come over here, I'm just going to say this. You fuck around and find out. Just remember, we have 340 million citizens, and we have enough guns for 3 guns per person in this country. We own the world, half of the world's guns at least. So don't you think you're going to come over here and you're just going to, it's going to be like you did in Israel where they were unarmed, and you're just going to go into people's homes and shoot them while they're having breakfast or while they're sleeping, or you're going to chop their child's head off. You're not doing that shit here. You may get by with one or two, but I guarantee you, you go to the wrong part of the state, wrong part of the city, wrong part of the country, there's going to be 10 guns on you before you even get one shot off, and you're done. So don't. I highly suggest you don't fuck around and find out in America. You know, you can fly planes and buildings. Yeah, you can do that. That's what you've done. You know, you can do your little bombs and your human suicide bombs. Yeah, you'll probably get away with that too. But if you think you're going to go in a neighborhood and shoot people, You've got another fucking thing coming. You're out of your minds. So I wanted to bring that up, ladies and gentlemen, that the former leader of Hamas called for a day of protest, and then the leader of Hamas said, yeah, we're going to have a day of jihad all across the world. That's October 13th. That's Friday, October 13th, tomorrow. So if you haven't heard about it, you have now, welcome to Jeremy's View. So I wanted to touch on one other thing, one other thing here. So you, after this, the Hamas invasion or attack on Israel, you heard different politicians like Tlaib, Rashiba, or whatever the fuck her name is, Tlaib from Michigan, and Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar said that if Israel attacks Hamas, that is that's terrorism and an act of terrorism. And I'm like, now I get, like, Israel and Palestinian and Israel, they have not gotten along. This war has been biblical. It's been going on for frickin' centuries. But before I get into my next point here, do you realize that just less than 3 years ago, there was peace in the Middle East for four straight years? You remember why? Who was president for four straight years while there was peace in the Middle East? That would have been Donald Trump. And the media had you to believe that he was a tyrant and he was going to bring us into World War III and blah, 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 blah. Less than 3 years later, you've got a stumbling, bumbling fucking moron in the White House. Can't walk down. You know, he can't walk upstairs or downstairs. He can't complete a coherent sentence. And we are on the verge of World War III. I do believe this will be the catapult to World War III. We have a destroyer, naval ship over there already. It's there. We're sending troops. We got the Ukraine-Russia thing. And by the way, the Ukraine-Russia thing, all those Hollywood actors and politicians, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and all those idiots, go over to Ukraine and to have their little photo op with Zelensky, right? Which was so obviously fucking fake. You're like, oh, we need to support. And all these idiots, these libtard idiots, put the Ukrainian flag in their profile pictures on social media. I stand with Ukraine. Bitch, you don't even stand with your own country. You don't stand. You just follow along with it. Whatever the media tells you to do, you go like a fucking sheep that you are and put this shit in your fucking profile pictures and act like you're so fucking holier than thou. You're nothing but you're a virtue signaler. That's all you do. You're a virtue signal. That's all you do. Like you act like you're standing up for some noble cause. You're not. You've never stood up for a noble cause. None of you ever have. The only thing you've done is change your profile picture on Facebook or wherever social media platform you are. So it makes you feel better when you walk out the door to go to your fucking $7 an hour job in your fucking Prius. Go fuck yourself. I'm so fucking tired of you fake motherfuckers in this country. Yeah, I said it. God damn. So here's what I was going to get at. See, I just go off on a rant sometimes, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. So the Chicago BLM, oh, by the way, if you guys want to call in and join this conversation, you're welcome to. The phone number is 516-387-1733. And once you get through, if you want to come live on air, just press the number 1. It ain't going to ask you to press the number 1, but you have to press the number 1. That way it puts a little hand up by your phone number. It lets me know, hey, I got something to say. I want to join this conversation. Oh, and as I say that, we got a caller that wants to join the conversation. Let's just bring them in. 3815, you are on air, 3815. What would you like to add to the conversation tonight?
Well, it's me, Jeremy. Kevin.
Well, hey, how you doing, brother?
Not too bad. Seems like I was scrolling Facebook at the right time and seen your little advertisement for the show, and I figured I'd listen in. Perfect night to do it.
Yeah. Right. You know, what's your thoughts about what I've been talking about?
Well, you know, it's the same thoughts that we've had for many, many years. And, you know, without painting myself as a, you know, some kind of right-wing nut job extremist as we're all painted just because we have our different points of view. You know, it's like you were just saying, you know, they're going to fuck around and find out one of these days. And, you know, the threats that they're making out there for jihad across the world, it's a scary thought, because right away the first thing I started thinking about was like the Boston bomber, and, you know, just to, you know, to go up to a marathon with a freaking, when that happened, you know.
Yeah.
I've been to the border. You seem, you know, where I travel when I'm trucking. I parked right along that fence. It's crazy. To think of how many hundreds of people. Okay, you mentioned the statistics: 100 in 2022, and in 2023, 164 or something like that, is just what's been caught. But there's thousands of them coming across daily. And it's not
tens of thousands.
Just every, you know, absolutely. And the problem with it is most people aren't realizing. They're thinking that it's these illegal immigrant Mexican workers. That's the least of my worries.
No, it's not. They're coming over. They're coming from Eastern Europe. They're coming from everywhere, dude.
China. The one video I watched this morning, oh, my God, they had them lined up and asked them each city where they were headed, and they were just, they didn't even know how to pronounce, you know, their own name.
California,
English,
New York, Atlanta,
they
Chicago,
knew exactly where they were going.
Yep.
And the worst part about it was they had a contact there of who they were supposed to meet once they get there. And when they start saying the contacts' names, this isn't Philip Johnson or Paul Smith or, you know, Greta, you know. these are not American names that they're speaking, who they're meeting with. These are most of them more of a Arabic sounding name. It was scary.
You want my thoughts on this? I think our federal government is creating a very large group of mercenaries, and we're being invaded right now, and we're watching it happen in real time, and we're literally watching our federal government creating a group of mercenaries that is so large that when they crack that whip, we're going to be in a war that America hasn't seen since the Revolutionary War or the Civil War. We're going to be in a war that nobody could ever even fathom would ever happen on American soil.
Well, you mentioned.
I really believe
that. You mentioned the CIA. Yeah, I agree. You mentioned the CIA earlier. I mean, being one of the biggest terrorist groups in the world. Who do you think's coordinating this stuff? We don't have people from other countries within the United States setting up these sleeper locations and destinations for these foreign soldiers to be swimming across the border and meeting up with Habib Ishmael in Sacramento. I mean, that intel is not coming from, somebody sitting behind a computer over in Pakistan. It didn't originate there. They don't have that intel to do that. It's coming from within.
Absolutely.
It's a scary thought. It's a very, very scary thought.
Our federal government right now is exactly the same kind of government that our forefathers got sick and tired of their bullshit and stood up against. They are exactly
Amen.
Like they're tyrannical. They are tyrants. They are authoritarian. They are exactly what our forefathers stood up against.
Well,
and just remember, the Revolutionary War only had a 40% approval rating.
Right, but we're living in the times that, you know, we had 60 of these men dress up as Native Americans and start tossing tea into the harbor to protect this country. That's what kicked it off, December 16th, 1773. And, you know, they went to great extremes to, you know, tell the king pretty much, you know, fuck you. Where are we at today? 50% tax?
52%?
You know, by the time you pay... What happened to that fuck you?
Dude, they're too complacent.
Should have been throwing tea in the harbor years ago. Years and years and years ago this should have taken place. I mean, people mention every day, you know, our forefathers are rolling over the grave. Shit, they've turned so many circles in that grave now, they've almost dug themselves out.
Yeah, crazy. They corkscrewed right down to the mantle of Earth.
Right.
Fucking stupid.
They've been rolling over for years. I mean, we've been letting this shit go on far too long.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you got guys like me that have stood up, and we get censored at every fucking corner. You know, everybody's like, what freedoms have you lost? I mean, there's actual documents out there that said the United States federal government contacted big tech, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these, and said, give names of people. You either boot them or you kick them to the bottom of the algorithms like I am. If they let me back on, because they know they can't stop me from getting back on, it's just a matter of time before they figure out who I am again, and then they get boot me. But now they know who I am. Howell just put them to the bottom of the algorithms because he ain't hurting anything, really. He ain't going to do no damage. Not at the bottom of the algorithms. I have like 2,000 followers. Yeah, I have like 2,000 followers, and like two people like my posts. Get the fuck out of here. My Twitter, when I had 20,000 followers, I'd be lucky if I got 12 people that like my post. Like 20,000 followers and only like 180 people seen my post. Like, you're going to tell me that I'm not being censored. Get the fuck out of here. I know I am.
Right.
I know the government's been after me.
Well, pretty much everybody is. I think they've got so many minions sitting behind computers, and they put up keywords. So if somebody tries to share a specific post and they've flagged it already, you automatically get put into that category of being shadow banned. Because it's automatic. It's done, you know, it's pretty much done automatically with their bots now. They don't even have to have, you know, 10,000 people monitoring what we say. They just put keywords in their computer, and the computer pulls up these, when as soon as somebody types, like, your name, for instance, or, you know, communicates with you, then, you know, put a red flag over on this guy, like myself, and, you know, you can see it if you avoid it. And, like, in the past, I've tried to not post anything for a few weeks, or share any information politically or negative against any aspect of our freedoms being breached, and just keep it to trucking, keep it to family, keep it to friends, you know, and things kind of start picking back up. People start liking and sharing, and, you know, it goes back to normal. But the second you drop one video, you nail down a Tucker Carlson video, and I can guarantee you two of your friends. You can go from 300 people liking your picture of your dog right down to, boom, two people seeing that post. It happened to us all.
Well, anybody that stands up against the narrative anyway. Those of you that just post, you know, post your recipes of grandma's fucking cookies, you're fine. They ain't going to bug you. They don't care. You're not causing a ripple in the calm pond. You're just sharing grandma's cookies. They don't give a shit about that. But if you put grandma's cookies, it's from the Trump recipe, nobody's going to see that, just so you know.
You're right.
That's 100%. That's exactly how they fucking
put
do
the
it. Motherfuckers, man.
Oh, fuck.
My grandma Trump cookies. Hell no.
Yeah.
Well, are they
just
orange?
Ain't gonna happen,
yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
but hey,
you know,
I want to keep you on here.
Let somebody else get in here if you got people. You're fine.
No, I want to keep you on. I want to keep you on because
okay.
I'm going to say this next story, and I want to hear your thoughts on this because
okay.
And I think it's cool when we have somebody else on here and we get both of our thoughts, different perspectives, different opinions or whatever. But let me get right to it, and then after I get done with it, I'll share my thoughts, and then I'll go right to you, Kevin, and let me know what your thoughts are. Okay, yep,
okay.
I'm going to keep your mic on and everything. So, okay, so Chicago BLM come out with a flag that, and it said, "We stand with Palestine," and it had a paraglider on there. Now, if you don't know what happened in Israel, Hamas attacked Israel. They come into a concert, apparently. They come into the concert on these paragliders did, and mowed down 160 people. Reports I've read, they murdered people, shot them, and then they would catch their friends and rape the women right in front of their dead friends. And in some cases would rape them and then shoot them. 160 of them alone at this concert. So Chicago BLM, Black Lives Matter, yep, right? We Stand with Palestine, has a paraglider, and basically promoting the killing of Israelites from Hamas. Now, can you imagine if an organization like Blue Lives Matter put out a statement that said, "We stand with the police department," and had a flag with a picture of Derek Chauvin on it with a knee on the fucking neck of a black man? Do you imagine the fucking outrage in this country if they did that? But BLM can do this shit? They are a fucking Marxist terrorist organization, them and Antifa. I don't give a shit what anybody says. They're domestic terrorist groups. They don't give two shits about black lives, because if they did, they would be talking about the black abortions that happen, the fact that 72% of black mothers are raising a child in a single parent household, 72%. Right? It might even be 78%. If Black Lives Matter so fucking much, why don't they care about their black communities? No, they virtue signal also. And they get all these little white kids, and, you know, they want to stand for something. The ones that have the Ukraine flag in their fucking profile pictures, standing out in the street corner yelling Black Lives Matter, and then getting violent when you ask them, well, doesn't all lives matter? Well, doesn't it? You know, listen, I'm all for racial peace and racial equality, but when you have an organization such as BLM that are taking money from people all over this world for a quote-unquote social justice cause, meanwhile, the leader of that BLM has bought three mansions. Where the fuck did she get the money to shoot? She was a nobody before that. Gave her baby's daddy $900,000. And if I could go further into it, when you push donate on Black Lives Matter, trust me, I've researched this. I even showed my mom and dad, because my mom's jaw dropped. But when you push donate on Black Lives Matter, it goes to an organization called Act Blue. You know what Act Blue is? Act Blue is an organization that takes donations for the Democratic Party. That's a fact. Also, one of the companies that was helping with the donations was responsible for the financials for Black Lives Matter, that was distributing the money to Act Blue and other places, was called an organization by Thousand Currents. And guess who the vice chair of Thousand Currents was? That would be a lady by the name of Susan Rosenberg. And if you don't know who Susan Rosenberg is, let me just fill you in real quick. Susan Rosenberg was convicted of bombing the United States Capitol in 1983. With a domestic terrorist organization here in the States. I believe they call themselves the M-19, something like that. And they were accused of killing armed guards, robbing a Brink security truck, numerous other things. But she was convicted of bombing the United States Capitol in 1983. Well, guess what? Good old Bill Clinton, that saint that he is, he pardoned Susan Rosenberg on his last day of his presidency. And then she went on again to be the vice chair of Thousand Currents. Thousand Currents handles the financials, redirecting donations to Act Blue and other Democratic-controlled organizations for their donations. That's who Black Lives Matter is. They play your heartstrings, and they play you all like a fucking fiddle, and you're too fucking stupid to see it. I was one of them at one time, and Kevin knows this about me. I was one of those people that believed that, oh, we got to fight for George Floyd. We got to fight for this one. We got to fight for that one. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There's more white guys, there are white people that get shot and beat up by cops in this country every single day. Way more white people than black people ever. They just, the media covers it. They control the narrative. You look at what happened at Ferguson, Missouri. Has there been cases of, you know, that's fucked up? You know, Sandra Bland, that was one. That was fucked up. Oh, you know, what happened to her? Philando Castile in Minneapolis, he didn't really do anything wrong. He had a broken taillight, reached to get his license, and a fucking cop shot him. There's a few other names I know of. But, you know, you look at the case of Michael Brown, Ferguson, Missouri. That guy was assaulting a fucking police officer. He just committed a strong-arm robbery. The guy was a bad fucking dude. And forensics showed that it was a justified shooting by that cop, and rightfully so. What happened to George Floyd? Who the fuck knows? The media won't tell you the truth. Yeah, did he have a knee on his neck? Well, yeah, we all seen that. But according to autopsy reports, he died of a fentanyl overdose. He was fucked up. Does it make it right about any of that? I don't know, because you don't know the truth. But I certainly ain't going to stand up for BLM. BLM is nothing but a fucking Marxist, paid, strong-arm organization of the Democratic Party. And you're not going to change my mind on that. I've read enough. I've seen enough. And they can go fuck off, especially after Chicago BLM posted that, but we stand with Palestine. After over 1,000 people got fucking gunned down in their homes eating breakfast, and while they're sleeping in bed, their children's heads got cut off. Now, let me just tell you something. They call for a day of jihad. I want you to understand what the CIA does here. It's called PSYOPs. The CIA might have put that out there to get a race war or a religious war against Christians or Americans to hate Muslims, just similar to what they did after 9/11. The CIA are a bunch of crooked son of a bitches that will do anything and everything to keep us divided, to continue on with what their objective is and to push their narrative. But I want to go to Kevin. Kevin, what are your thoughts about what BLM Chicago did with that flag, and what do you think that looks like, and how does that make you feel?
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of it, but I mean, like you just got done talking about, I mean, about all the Black Lives Matter and the donations and the money, and, you know, to come out with a flag like that, I mean, it's just like, you know, the rainbow flag expanding into the other portions of pedophilia and all this other stuff. You know, it's another flag. Why do we need all these flags? That's my stance on it. I mean, I don't care what a person does in their own home until they cross the line of pedophilia. You know, I don't care what a person believes in. I don't care what a person, you know.
So let me ask a question. You gave the example of the rainbow flag. You know, which, okay, fine, great, yeah. Grand and wonderful. The gay, the LGBT, I'm going to call that the LGBTQ is what it was, right? LGB, lesbian, gay, bi. That's what it originally was. And then it became the LGBTQ, and now it's the LGBTQI+. And they started adding colors to the rainbow, pink and this and that. And yeah, you're right. But what happens if a patriot like myself, and understanding the meaning behind like the Gadsden flag or the Confederate flag, I start flying that from my car and my home just because I stand with my country. I love my country. I love my country. I don't hate black people. I don't hate brown people. I don't hate Chinese people. I don't hate any people. I don't even hate Muslims. I have a really good friend that is a Muslim, and I invite him up all the time and eat with him. I don't hate anybody. But if I flew that flag outside my apartment or on my car, you would have a fuck. People would have a holy hell fit. But when you can fly a flag that supports pedophilia, well, that's okay. We need to be understanding. Well, where's your understanding toward me and my beliefs? You know, your beliefs are racist. Wow, they're talking about fucking little kids. That's okay? I mean, where's our priorities gone?
We got to draw the line somewhere. But, I mean, that particular party, you know, pretty much still to this day supports a president that is known to, you know, get his sniff on and, you know, be touchy-feely with the kids. So, you know, it's no surprise that this would be accepted right now.
And he took showers with his daughter, according to her own own diary.
Right. I mean, to elaborate on what you're saying about, you know, I don't think what people don't understand, guys like you and I, like myself, before my truck driving career, I lived down in Florida, as you know, and I worked out in the oil field of Louisiana. I was a captain on a dive vessel out there in the oil field. And we hired people from all around the world. They would fly in and work for months at a time and fly home. One of the best deckhands I ever had was from Ghana. Abdul was his name. You know, Abdul was hardworking man, three wives, talked about his children in Ghana, talked about his children in Beaumont, Texas, his different wives. You know, he was whatever. You know, it was an interesting to listen to him. And I don't remember what exactly went on, but I didn't understand his religion. I learned quick. I didn't realize, you know, that he was Muslim. I had been told that he was Muslim, but I had no idea what that involved. I was completely clueless. You know, what was I, 26 at the time? I remember something happening where I needed my deckhand. That was Abdul. I needed him. And he was praying down in his bunk room. And I went down there, and you know what? It was the only time I seen a look on that man's face that it was like, I don't know. I'd worked with the guy for 6 months, and I thought he was going to rip my throat out. I interrupted his prayer, and that was the wrong thing to do. And I really do believe if I hadn't backed out of there and realized that I interrupted him doing something important to him and respected that, he didn't give a fuck where the hell he was at, who he was with. Shit was going to go down. So that was my first learning of the Muslim religion. And he apologized later about it, but made it very clear that you didn't bother him when he was on his, you know, I don't know what they call the map.
The pretty
he
map.
Rolls out on the
floor. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I didn't know at the time. I don't, you know. But what worries me about what's going on now with the Chicago or wherever, and we talked about all these people coming in here from all these other countries, it's people that are probably a lot more violent than Abdul. And when they hear some nut job, whether it was triggered by the CIA or whoever it was that put out the broadcast to have this nut job tell them it's the day of jihad, now you have whack jobs like the Boston bomber, and whoa, you know, it's going to be like Christmas to them.
This is, they've been waiting for this.
You know, this is the 70 virgins or whatever they believe in that they're gonna get. Talk about, you know, throwing gas in the fire.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's proven that the people that are coming across our southern border illegally, we're not getting their doctors and their lawyers. We're not getting hard-working, you know, honest, upstanding citizens. It's proven that a lot of these countries no longer want to feed their prison systems. They no longer want to feed and house the mentally ill. They're packing them up and sending them to the United States, so we are getting the most mentally unstable, the most violent criminals from them countries, and it's a free pass for them. They no longer have to feed and house them. Send them to America. Get them to Mexico.
Yep.
Get them on a train. Get them north. Get them to the border. Get them to the United States, and they're off of our budget.
And
so
guess
we're
what?
We're getting all the nut jobs. Boom.
Red Cross and UNICEF have stations set up all over in South America and in Mexico, maps on how to navigate the jungle. Look at Darien Gap. The Chinese are coming through there in record numbers. And these aren't families coming up here trying to escape political persecution, ladies and gentlemen. These are young, fighting-age males, like 90% of them. The women that do are fortunate enough to get up here, and I wouldn't even call it fortunate. They are raped and trafficked. Once they get up here, they are trafficked to pay back the smugglers, which happen to be their cartel. They owe them a certain amount of money within 30 days, and if they don't pay that off in 30 days, I think it's like $1,500 or $2,500. They have 30 days to pay that back. Well, a lot of them, which are 12, 13, 14-year-old and on up, they do the prostitution and end up into a prostitution ring and to pay back the cartels. It's a never-ending cycle of violence and rape for many, many, many of these women that come up. So if you think you're helping the needy or the weary, I have another thing. You have another thing coming. There are people that are genuinely want to come up here and live a better life, but unfortunately they've been lied to, and they are being trafficked. So just so you know that. This isn't Hispanic males or families from Mexico coming up. These people are from Venezuela, Honduras, China, the Congo. They're coming. 162 different countries have come across that border. 162. Because Joe Biden's administration, which I believe is ran by Barack Obama, his third term, and people are like, oh, for fuck's sake, Jeremy. I've watched interviews where they asked Barack Obama, if you could serve a third term, would you? He goes, oh, I'd love to. I'd love to sit in a basement with headphones on and have a front man. Because if you think Joe Biden's running this country, you're dead wrong. That guy, he can't. He's a fucking moron. Barack Obama is running this country right now, and Barack Obama hates this country, and so does his husband, Michael. So, just so you know, I just had to throw that out there.
And, you know, equally to throw it out there, Muslims as well. Not that I have anything against that. I'm just saying that, you know.
They want to destroy Western civilization.
When you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it's not coincidental after a while. After a while, it becomes blatantly obvious. You know, it's you can't make this shit up. This there's just no way possible. Now you talk about these Red Cross places set up in Central America. You know, just think of yourself. Now, if you were to get on a plane, be dropped off on the street corner in Thailand, would you have any fucking clue where the hell you were at, how to get there, let alone traverse the country without any means, any money, any, you know, anything, you know, or any other country for that matter. If you were, you know, most people can't even navigate the county they live in, let alone a foreign country. Now, take thousands and thousands of people. Why do they all have cell phones? Where the hell do they get them from? No, they just don't.
Federal government.
Right. Well, exactly. It's you know, they can track them. They know where they're at. They got a cell phone, GPS, shit. I leave my GPS tracking on because I'm a firm believer on my cell phone, or anybody for that matter. You can turn shit off and you can hide it from your own view. But if you think that it's not on, running in the background, you're pretty fucking stupid.
Well, that's a good majority of America.
Well, right. But, I mean, just to leave that on, like, say, in Google Maps, it's amazing for me over the years of driving truck to see how many hundreds of thousands, you know, how many times I travel around the world. They give you all these statistics, and it's you can click on, I can click on dates from 4 years ago and pull it up, and I can tell you exactly where I was at what time and what roads I traveled on. from 4 years ago.
I mean, it's cool technology, but if it was being used for the right reasons, it's being used for evil purposes, which sucks, you know. But hey, I got a few minutes left of the show, and I got to say my final monologue. But Kevin, thanks for calling in, brother, and I appreciate your thoughts.
Well, one last thing before I go.
Yeah.
Say some prayers for Benton County law enforcement. There was 5 officers shot this morning serving a warrant in Benton County. And nobody died in the incident. But, you know, you talk about this shit popping off and the weirdos that are out there and how shit happens with Black Lives Matter they can get away with anything. And you're not going to hear about this in the news probably, but that's pretty close to home. Benton County is just, you know, county below me and a little bit to the east, so that's pretty close to home. I lose you? I lost you.
Sorry about that. I see my caller drop too. My phone call dropped. They do that when we start talking about stuff that they don't like. So, Kevin, if you're listening, I apologize. My phone call dropped. That's happened to me about 5 times in the last 8 episodes. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is the conclusion of Jeremy's View number 7. I just wanted to warn you guys that there has been a call for jihad for October 13th. That is tomorrow. I don't want you to run around and start looking at every Muslim character or somebody with a brown skin and say, oh, that guy's a terrorist. These psyops they do, and these little warnings, it's meant to create division amongst people, create division amongst Muslims and Americans and Christians. And it don't need to be that way. It shouldn't have to be that way. But I'm also going to tell you, just be aware of your surroundings. If you see somebody acting fidgety and a little weird, just get the fuck out of there. Just beat it, you know, because people are weird. And it doesn't even have to be a Muslim. I've watched people in big crowds of people start acting fidgety and they're looking around and they're all suspicious. I just get the hell out of there because you don't know who the fucking next mass shooter is. Some guy that didn't get his Cheerios in the morning or mommy didn't give him enough hugs when he was a baby. Who knows? People are just nuts. We live in a fucked up society. So, I see Kevin's back on listening. Sorry, Kevin, I apologize. I hope you didn't get cut off. My phone died and I got back on, but this happens to me all the time on this shit. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just be aware of your surroundings tomorrow, October 13th. And I hope that, you know, this was much ado about nothing. I really do. Our world is a messed up place right now. We have poor leadership, dumb leadership, and people that are, honestly, they're sociopaths, narcissistic sociopaths, that want to see world domination. They want to see us enslaved, and they are working diligently to make that happen. So just tune in to me on Thursday nights. Tune in to Distracted on Wednesday nights. Tune in to me and Bull on Tuesday nights as we talk about the Constitution and discuss world events. Although this Tuesday we got cut off because there was technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. And apparently they don't got them fixed or my phone's a piece of shit because it keeps on cutting off on me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, before I go, if you don't pay attention to the Gateway Pundit, please go to their website, thegatewaypundit.com, PUNDIT.com, and just add it to your home screen. And like once a day at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon or when you get off work, just click on that and just read through the stories that they put, because they report on stories that the mainstream media will not report on. Just the News is just another one that I really like too, because you don't get the truth from mainstream media anymore. you get partisan narratives, and I'm so tired of it, whether it's Fox or CNN. I mean Newsmax and OAN have done a pretty decent job with catching up with the truth, but even they don't even tell you the full truth about everything. The Gateway Pundit and Just the News seems to be like two of my go-tos, because I get stories out of them that you just don't get out of mainstream media. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, let me just end this episode of Jeremy's View number 7. Thank you for listening. Kevin, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts and your opinions. Always much appreciated, brother. And, Benton County, let's say a prayer for Benton County, the five officers that were shot. And honestly, all of our police officers and law enforcement officers, my prayers go out to you, because you guys have a tough job and you have a society that doesn't appreciate you. And let me just say one more thing. When you know you have a bad cop on your force, don't stand up for that son of a bitch, because it just ruins your image. Get those fuckers out of there, however you can. Stand up and do the right thing. But the rest of you, I support the hell out of you. And I hope you go home to your family safe tonight. And to the EMTs and firefighters and the healthcare workers, all you guys rock. You guys, you have a tough job in this country. And we sure appreciate you. On that note, BLM, and that's all I got. Have a great night, everybody, and I hope you join us. Join me next Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Time. Also, check Blog Talk Radio. Go to the search bar and just punch in randomized. You might catch one of my random shows at 3 o'clock in the morning or 11 in the morning or 11 at night. Whenever I decide I want to go on because I got something to say and I don't want to wait till Thursday, I just get on there, put randomized. You'll click on it and you'll get some of my episodes. At the top left corner, you'll see in red, it'll say the Patriot Network. If you click that Patriot Network button, that will give you the latest shows that are ready to go, that are up or are planned. So there might be one that's planned in an hour or 12 hours, but you'll get the latest episodes. You can scroll down that list and get every single episode that we've ever done. And trust me, there's a lot. We've been doing this for almost 2 years now. And there's some very interesting conversations that have been had on our radio shows. The Disrespected Trucker radio show had 90-some episodes. Distracted, they're up there like 10 episodes so far. Jeremy's Views, number 7 tonight. The Constitutionalist, be 14 next week. Randomized is at like 5 or 6. We have all sorts of listening material for you. It'll keep you busy for hours and hours and hours. If you like our content, just give us a share out, copy, and paste it on your social media and say, go check these guys out. They're fucking crazy, or, you know, they speak a lot of truth. Whatever it may be, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I just appreciate you guys listening and taking the time to listen. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all have a great week. God bless each and every one of you. Please just keep an eye out tomorrow. Know your surroundings. Don't do anything stupid and don't react. That's what they want you to do. They want you to react. They want you to react with emotion. We don't do that. We react with facts. And when we get the facts, if if we need to take a stand, then we take a stand. And that's all I'll say. But don't single out somebody just because you think they look different. If they're acting fidgety and looking around, yeah, I'd get the fuck away from them. But anyway, we'll see you guys later. Have a great week. God bless.